Hello and welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. They are challenging young minds and making amazing light bulb moments happen on a regular basis at Daybreak Elementary School. On this episode of the Supercast, find out how teachers are blending science, technology, engineering, and math with a mix of the arts, turning it into a full day of fun and learning that is sparking student curiosity and developing strong thinking skills. We're here at Daybreak Elementary to talk about their STEAM activity today. Introduce yourselves and tell us what's going on.
Great. I'm Leslie Yule. I'm the principal here at Daybreak Elementary. And with me is Amanda Williams. She's my instructional coach. And we started this last year in the spring. It's a STEAM Explorer. And we got the idea from an elementary school in St. George, Diamond Valley, and they are a STEAM school, and they do these rounds too. So I went down and visited and saw what they were doing and just loved it so much. So then I worked to create it here at our school. And so what happens is every teacher creates a four-week unit with 40-minute lessons on anything in the STEAM acronym, which is science, technology, engineering, art, or math. And or they can combine all of those things in that unit. They are required to have the engineering process in that unit, so to follow that. And they can choose anything they want. The teachers can choose anything they want to do within those boundaries. And then we create some slideshows. The kids see the slideshows, and they pick their top three choices, and then we place our kids in the top three choices. In one of their top three choices, and so.
So each teacher has designed one, and then students get to choose which one they want to be a part of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah, and so we do our best to get them in one of their top three choices. We usually are pretty successful at that. Yeah.
We've never not gotten them into one of their top three choices.
I'd say that's pretty successful.
I think that's pretty successful.
Yeah, and they go on Fridays, every Friday from 9:30 to 10:15. They go to one of those classes and they get to participate. And there's lots of fun things going on. We have a teacher right now that's doing basketball using, help me out, Amanda, the Newton's theory of
physics. Yeah. And all of that.
And so they spent time talking about that, and then they're putting those skills into practice. So you can see that today. We have our wonderful counselor that has been doing dinosaur digging and talking about dinosaurs and that paleontology.
And he even brings in, he has a lot of family history, which is really cool. A lot of these projects are passion projects from the teacher, so something that they're interested in that they can bring their passion and engagement with the students. And so he has family land, and so he has all these fossils and petrified wood. And so he brings that in. Wow. And he lets all of the kids see it. He has dinosaur teeth, and it's just really amazing to see not only the students engaged in the lessons and exploring and participating in this hands-on learning, but also that the teachers, when you walk in, you'll just see their faces glowing because it's so much fun for them as well. So
it sounds like a very, very deep, meaningful level of learning. And so if anyone wonders whether Fridays are really worth it, Fridays are worth it. A lot's going on here at Daybreak. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have three students here now at Daybreak. So tell me your name and your grade and what you've liked about this.
I'm Jane. I'm in fourth grade, and I've liked doing our art thing. I'm in Curtamus's class. She's doing pointillism and a needle and thread thing. I forgot what it was called. It's really fun, and I just love doing it.
My name is Caleb, and I am in third grade Miss Adams' class. I love the stop motion studio because it's just so fun to do it.
Have you made a movie yourself?
Oh, yeah.
What did you use? What was the movie about?
It's like the old 90s, and we're like, there's two kids who are bull riders and two kids that are bulls. I'm a bull, and one of my other friends are bulls.
Oh, so you're actually acting in this in this film.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you move a little bit.
Yeah.
Is it hard to stay still?
If you keep in your momentum. And not, it's not if you keep your momentum, but if you don't, it's just so hard not to fall.
Does the movie have a name?
It's like a bull rider, and bull riders that crash into each other and fall. and the bulls just start fighting.
Oh, wow. I'm looking forward to seeing this. It's not in 3D, is it? I think that might be a little scary. Okay,
no,
good.
No.
Tell me about your experience.
So my name's Luke, and for this class, I've been taking a coding class because I want to figure out how to code video games, and I've been learning a lot from the teacher.
And what have you learned by coding?
I've learned like the basic blocks, what you connect, and like how to make a character move and how to add a character.
Does it make you look at video games differently that you play?
Yeah, it makes me look at them way differently.
Is that something that you'd like to do?
Maybe, but I don't know if I'd be able to make like the most complex ones, but I'd be able to make some simpler ones.
One day, maybe. What are the video games that you like to play?
I like to play Minecraft and Fortnite.
Okay, great. All right, we've got pointillism, we've got filmmaking, and we've got computer programming, coding. I think that's fantastic. Shall we talk with your counselor here, and let's see what he's up to.
Hello, hello.
Introduce yourself and talk about this activity.
Yeah, so I am Mr. Isaac Broadbent. I am one of the counselors here at Daybreak Elementary, and I am in charge of the Dino Dig STEAM lesson. And so I chose a dinosaur-themed topic to do for my STEAM.
You don't wear Jurassic Park gear every day to school?
Unfortunately
hat and shirt.
Not. No, yeah, okay. I got my
you
hat
have a,
and my shirt
a
the
Jeep
whole outfit.
Outside with a wrap around it?
Oh, man, you know what? That is actually next on the list.
That's next level. Okay.
Yeah.
So talk to me about this activity. What do you have set up?
So today is our fourth lesson, right? So this is the last lesson, and this is kind of like the pinnacle part that the students have been working towards. And so we've already discussed, you know, the basic anatomy of dinosaurs, herbivores, carnivores, omnivores, and then we've progressed into fossils and different types of fossils and how we can find those and the process that has to take place in order to have an animal remain fossilized. And now we've gone over how sediment plays a role in that process.
Yeah.
And we've been able to create our own little dinosaur fossils in that sediment encased for the students to dig up today. And so they've been waiting for this moment today.
That's exciting.
So
that's
they can
very
actually,
exciting.
You know, have some hands-on experience with digging and chiseling away at a fossil that they've created themselves.
You have a huge drop cloth laid down in the media center. Yep. Normally when there's a drop cloth laid down, there's going to be something fun happening.
Yes.
And it looks like the fossils are in the red Solo cups over here. Is that right?
Yep. Yeah. So over here.
With some names. So whose fossil should I dig up for them? I'm
so
just kidding.
I've got Nathan right here if you want.
Nathan. All right. Sorry, Nathan. I really want to do this. No.
That's right.
This looks great. It actually looks more like a root beer float in there.
It does,
but what you're
yeah.
saying is that they have fossilized something, shown how the sediment can harden, and then mm-hmm. they're going to cut into that and chip away and preserve that fossil, hopefully. So what did they put
Correct.
In as the fossil?
So I was able to get some little dinosaur toy skeletons, and they were able to kind of pick and choose, you know, their favorite dinosaur skeleton and what they wanted to dig up. And then I helped them mix up the sediment. We placed the skeleton inside that sediment, let it harden, and then today I'll be cutting away the cup, and we'll have that big block of quote-unquote rock for them to chisel away.
This is a big day.
Yeah. Oh, it's a huge day. They've been asking when we're going to be getting to it for, well, ever since we began. So this is the big event.
I love it. This is really exciting. And hopefully we can swing back by while some of those fossils are being revealed.
Oh, please do, because that is going to be where all the energy and excitement is occurring.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks for providing such an awesome activity for these students.
Of course. It's a blast. I love it.
Stay with us. When we come back, students will show us some of their projects at Daybreak Elementary.
Hello, I'm Sandy Riesgraf, Director of Communications for Jordan School District, and we want to invite you to connect with us. So many exciting things are happening in your child's school, your neighbor's school, in every school here every day. Don't miss out on following the fun or simply staying informed when there's important information we need to share. Join us at jordandistrict.org or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Jordan District. We can't wait to connect.
We're upstairs now. Tell me about some of the options, Amanda, that we're going to drop in on.
Okay, so right here we have our kids that are doing criminal investigations. So when they entered, there was crime scene tape all on the doors the first day, and they came in and were told they're now detectives. Mm. And their first case was the case of the missing sandwich. But now they've learned about, the case of the missing sandwich. It was very important.
That's important, absolutely.
But they learned about motive and intentions and how to collect evidence and how to use evidence to support their claims. And so now today they're looking at fingerprinting and how a fingerprint can give them a very clear sense of who was at the scene of the crime.
These are their stories.
These are their stories.
Yeah, I love it. This is awesome.
So this group right here, they're joined and they have one in the hallway. They're doing chess challenges. And so they have different levels of chess, and beginning, middle, obviously, and more advanced, and they are doing different tournaments. So you'll see that there will be kids in the pod playing chess, there'll be kids in the classroom playing chess, and they're just at different level tournaments. But this has been continuing on, and so kids have continued to go back to it so they can further extend their learning and become better chess masters.
How's it going here, guys? Who's winning?
Well, we're basically like tied.
You're basically tied.
He has one more point than me.
Okay.
And then his game will be
I already heard over here there was a checkmate, so this one is a very serious battle because there was a checkmate already and now it's going on the second time, so they won't even talk.
So soon they're going to take each other's games, so like 5 more minutes. They'll switch boards, so he'll have to play his game.
Okay.
So whoever's losing, they're going to
Oh, wow.
Be a little big game.
So you need to understand each other's game really well. I love that.
Yep, definitely.
I've heard many times that losing in chess is how you learn in chess.
Oh, yes. It gets pretty.
They didn't just tell me that because I was losing? tell me your name.
I'm Carson Bardsley.
Carson,
this
I like.
This is my real hair.
Well, yeah, I didn't think you had gray hair yet. So this is a Daniel Boone kind of Davy Crockett hat with the gray hair underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of the video you're making, right? What other costumes do you have?
Well,
several wigs.
All right,
Caleb, show me what you've got going here.
We have a stop motion.
Look, can I watch the movie?
Oh, one sec. Go from the movie.
So you guys are doing the motion yourselves.
Yeah.
Climbing on. This is so cool. Oh, wow. That was great. Oh, now this is animated with a drawing of an ambulance. He's driving along.
This guy's not
Who's
here
this?
Today.
Who's
He's
this?
Not here
Max.
Today.
He's
not
That's
here today.
That's Max. Okay. Max is a good driver. Oh, wow. He's dragging the patient along the floor. Marlo Adam. Okay. I can't stop laughing. This is so cool. I love this video. That is awesome.
Thank you.
It's just like you described it, Caleb. What did you guys like about making this video?
Just making people laugh.
Yeah.
It was really
fun. Well, you did that today. I thought it was so cool.
No. Like
we did this over an extended period
like
of time.
Like last time, we did that all last time, right?
No, we didn't do it all last time.
Like, we added some sound, this time. We had the clapping sound.
Yeah.
Is it kind of fun working with kids from different grades and different classes?
Oh, yeah. Everybody has different ideas. Yeah. And that's just a great way to
It's not like if there's third graders, like... But
delete that yellow. get that yellow out of That's just a screaming.
Can you interview ours?
What's that?
Can you interview ours?
Sure.
Yes!
Well, this looks fantastic, guys. You've worked really hard on it, and I loved it.
Thank you.
The stop motion makes it look like an old-time movie.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
We have a production company.
Yeah.
Stickman Productions.
Stickman Productions. Wait. Very cool. Well, you guys have done a great job of this. Thanks for sharing it with me.
Jax wants to show you one that he worked on.
All right, let's see
how
yours.
How do you go back to the other ones?
My project is stop motion where you have to move it very slightly so it can get... You know how, like, Coraline and Nightmare Before Christmas?
Right.
Those are stop motion, and they are actually, those take a long time.
And what was the film that you made?
So basically, it was just, we made, like, a bunch of, you know, people. So we made them fight. It's kind of like a lot of fighting scenes. And
did you use action figures or real people?
action figures.
Okay. And what were some of the action figures that fought each other?
The action figures. So the one is from Naruto, and then there is another one from Naruto. We used a bunch of other different action figures. So Naruto, Dragon Ball Z, Spider-Man, and another Naruto.
That's a combination that copyright wouldn't allow for outside of school. But you made a film that could not be made anywhere else.
Yep. And it was pretty hard to make because we have to move it very slightly, and like it just will fall at certain times, and it's really frustrating because we finally get that position we want, and we can't really like do anything to make it like, you know, so that is hard.
Was it worth the work though?
Yes.
Sounds like a blast.
It was really fun.
Okay. And we could only do it one day for 3 weeks.
Oh, one day a week for 3 weeks. So you kept looking forward to that day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, let's check out your pointillism.
So here I have a SpongeBob house.
Yeah.
So I have the pineapple with a little door. I filled in all of the sea, the background, but I haven't filled in the foreground of the sand.
This is the pineapple he lives in under the sea.
Uh-huh. So I have SpongeBob right there. I have two seashells, and they have Patrick.
Floating
around.
Oh, Patrick. Mm-hmm. And what are these? Are these bubbles over here? Wow, that looks fantastic. So this is about, 3 inches, 2 inches by 2 inches. Mm-hmm. Oh, it kind of has a shimmer to it. So what?
Yeah, I've used my glitter pens since I didn't finish it when we were doing this project. I've used my own pens.
If you ask me, there isn't a dot out of place. I think it looks fantastic. So are you going to fill in the rest of this with some orange and yellow on the pineapple?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I love it. It just looks really, really good. How long have you been working on this? For 3 weeks now?
Yeah, 3 to 4 weeks.
Do you think you'll finish it today?
Maybe.
Yeah. Wow, it looks fantastic. I love it. Well, Jane, where's this going when you finish it?
Probably to my house. I'll hang it up in my room.
Yeah, you should for sure. Be sure that you take good care of it. That looks really, really good. And Patrick seems happy up there. Okay, let's check out the coding you've been doing. Let's just sit at this table and see what you've been up to. So this is a Pong game that you created?
Yeah.
Is that what it looks like?
Yeah, sure. You take the green flag, and then you just have to keep the ball up.
Okay. That looks great. I love how the game looks three-dimensional.
Yeah.
You know, I played the original Pong on my old TV. I still have it.
That's cool.
So let's see. But you created this game.
Yeah.
So do you move it? You move it back and forth using the mouse pad?
Yeah.
And then does it increase in difficulty as it goes along, or is this just the first stage?
This is just the first stage.
Now I can see on the left all the building blocks. So these are all the components that you put together to design the game.
This is all just for the ball. So this is the code that I had to upload on the ball. And then on the paddle, I just do this so that it follows the mouse. And then on the line, if it touches the ball, then everything stops.
So you've programmed it so that if the ball touches the line, then it stops. And so the game's over. And that's the red line at the bottom of the screen there. Yeah. That is so cool. I'm so impressed you were able to put that together.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Good job.
Thanks.
What would you say to teachers or principals who are listening to this, thinking about trying the same thing?
Well, first I'd say is come see.
Yeah.
Come and see it. And second, I would say it's a process, and you have to be pretty clear about your expectations and just make sure that teachers understand why we want kids to be able to have this kind of choice. And then just start. I mean, that's the biggest thing. It took me a while to actually start because I was so nervous about how it would go.
Yeah.
And once we started, it's been the energy in the school, the energy on these days is so, it's just so fun. They talk about it all day long in the lunchroom.
I love that's happening. Well, I can't thank you enough for diving in and trying this new thing and really transforming the whole school by doing this activity on Fridays. I saw so much energy and excitement from the students and from the teachers everywhere I went. So thank you.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming and seeing.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of the Supercast. Remember, education is the most important thing you'll do today. We'll see you out there.